Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome, everyone, to the podcast. It is an honor to have in the studio today Gary Hollingsworth, who is now with Mission Dignity. Welcome, Gary.
Thanks, Chris. It's so good to be with you and also to be here in this incredible facility here with the BMBA.
Well, we're thankful for you, and we're thankful that you're back here in Alabama. So most of our listeners around the Birmingham metro area have some idea of where you served and who you are. So just tell us a little bit more about your time here in Birmingham.
Well, it was a joy and a privilege to serve as pastor of First Baptist Church Trustful for nearly 10 years. And we left here about 18 years ago or so now, and we kind of knew we might come back here one day, and that day has come. So we're back and also have rejoined and now members at First Baptist and love Buddy Champion, and he's my pastor now. So we're just delighted to be back in the area.
Well, welcome home. That's certainly heartfelt from us here at the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association, Gary. And we're thankful for the journey that God put you on. Tell us a little bit about the stops you took along the way to get back to Birmingham.
Yeah, after I left Trustful, and I really had no idea that we would be leaving Trustful, and God called, and we went and spent 2 years at the North American Mission Board. I was the senior director for cultural evangelism. John Avent at the time was vice president of evangelism and a longtime friend. And that door, he came, and he had a vision and a dream, and cast that, and we left a great church to go do that. And it was a short time, 2 years, but then there were some changes at the North American Mission Board. And with those changes, I really felt God was going to put me back in the pastorate, which he did, and led us to Little Rock, Arkansas, where I pastored Emmanuel Baptist Church for, again, nearly 10 years.
Great church.
Yeah, and thought, okay, we'll probably be here till we retire and maybe move back. But then God had other ideas. Interestingly, Rick Lance, who's a pretty well-known guy around Alabama, was the human vehicle that God used. And he gave my name to the search committee at South Carolina. They had reached out to him and other executive directors. So I ended up in South Carolina for the last 7+ years as the executive director treasurer for the South Carolina Baptist Convention. Then we just came to the real peace that the time was good for us for a lot of reasons, and announced our retirement, gave our board a year. They've called a wonderful young man, Dr. Tony Wolf, who began, and he's in that seat now, and that allowed us to come back home. So that's kind of the short version of about the last 20+ years.
Well, we'll be praying for Tony. He has some big shoes to fill, and all my South Carolina friends love you.
Oh,
so thank God for you, Gary. And I'm really interested in what you're doing now, because my heart really is tied into this. I've seen how Mission Dignity has made an impact, even here in the Birmingham metro area. Tell us, what is Mission Dignity?
Yeah, Mission Dignity obviously is a ministry of Guidestone, and most pastors, ministers know a little bit about Guidestone. If not, they should, as far as I can retire today because of the faithful giving of churches and ministries for my retirement years. But really, we like to say at Mission Dignity, basically, it's for retirement age ministers and widows who live, and here, let this hang in the air for a moment, who are living at or below the poverty level. Mm-hmm. And that's not a lot of money.
No.
And it's pretty amazing. I really see it as a practical, tangible fulfillment of James 1:27. You know, undefiled religion before God is to take care of widows and orphans, and this is it. So that's basically what it is, yeah.
Well, I've seen stories of Mission Dignity ever since I started in ministry, how God has used this incredible resource, this arm of ministry to those in need. But just being able to host some of those who came through Mission Dignity in Birmingham Metro to have their story told on film, that was impacting. Without getting into names, could you just tell me a couple of examples of how Mission Dignity has helped a widower or a widow?
Sure. As a matter of fact, literally every morning, 4 mornings a week, we have a little prayer call that we do with the team, both out in Dallas, and there are a couple of us who are out in the field, myself and another gentleman, Don Davidson, who lives down in Florida, now working part-time. But every morning, we hear stories of recipients. We heard several this morning, and I'll give one example. A 74-year-old pastor just a couple of weeks ago had reached out to Mission Dignity because he his church had decided it was time for him to retire, but he was not really prepared to retire. And he reached out to Mission Dignity, and he's going through the application process, and very likely. So it was our joy this morning to pray for he and his wife. That's one example. The videos you mentioned, Patsy Rogers was one of those persons who was on the video, this year's promotional video, but her husband passed away about a year and a half ago. And a part, I think it was not on on the video that came out, but she tells this story that her husband said, "Honey, I've done my best to provide for you and for our family, but it's probably not enough." He was diagnosed with a terminal disease that eventually took his life. And so he said to her, literally in his dying moments, "Honey, I believe if you'll reach out." You remember that video we showed in the church a few years ago? We couldn't even remember the name. And he said, "I think if you'll contact them, maybe they can help you." And that, of course, was Mission Dignity. And she did, and we are. I could spend the rest of the day telling just story after story after story of recipients like that who are receiving help of some sort. And it's the difference, literally, for some of them between meals and medicine. I mean, it's literally to that stage. And so the good news is we also almost every day get to share usually a handwritten thank you note from one of our recipients just saying thank you. And it is a blessing indeed.
Absolutely. Our listeners may not know this, but one of our pastors he's a retired pastor, but God has called him to keep serving. And so he lives in a housing project, and he is a Mission Dignity recipient, and he uses the resources to bless certainly his family, which is it consists of his wife, but he also blesses those around him in that housing development. And he has started a food ministry, clothes closet, and worship right there. And Mission Dignity has served him, even though he has served in small places, places that couldn't afford to pay him much of a living, much less retirement. So I want to thank you for serving not only our retired pastors, but one who, in his own way, is continuing to serve. Amazing.
And you know, Chris, that's a great point, because a large majority of them, again, it's not that they're destitute and they can't serve anymore. They're anxious to find a new ministry, if you will, at this season of their life. You know, because let's face it, and even in, I'm using the term retirement, although you never retire from ministry, and no. I tell people that all the time. I've just sort of retreaded and retooled and, you know, into a new season for me. But that is so true for so many of our recipients. Those funds actually allow them, like this one gentleman, I believe his story is also on that video that is shown this year. And but I say that to say that for the vast majority of them, they're just looking for new opportunities and new ways to minister, to continue to minister in their retirement years. And those Mission Dignity funds provide that opportunity for them to just take the next step often.
Well, how is Mission Dignity funded?
Yeah, and it's a miracle when you think about it. 2,800 plus recipients who receive somewhere between $275 a month to a high end of $750 a month. And when you add all of that up every year, roughly about $11 million has to be raised in order to just provide that basic need. And that starts over every year, because 100% of every gift that anyone gives to Mission Dignity goes to a recipient. All the administrative costs are covered by an endowment that was established years ago for this very purpose. So no administrative costs. And that's amazing in philanthropic work, as you well know, that 100% of what a donor gives goes to the recipient. So the short answer, Chris, is no corporate program dollars. It all comes from individual donors. It comes from churches, who many churches put it into their budget, or they might allow somebody like me to come and do a brief Mission Dignity presentation, which I'm doing now. That's a part of my new ministry role. And I sort of have my elevator speech down to about 3 minutes.
I love it.
So this is a little longer elevator speech today. But the bottom line, it's individuals, it's churches. There are some foundations and there are some other even businesses often hear about it, Christian businesses. And so you put all that together and those funds have just come in. And it really is amazing to see how God brings the funding to do this. But it does have to start over every year because we spend all the funds that come in go out and we start over in January. So it's just a faith. It is a faith ministry. It really is.
I love it. I was talking to someone of means, had a great career in business, and he grew up a pastor's son. And he asked me once, he said, how could I give back to these pastors? I know what they go through. My daddy served so well. He always served in those small churches that really couldn't afford to keep us, much less clothed and fed. They couldn't provide for a retirement. I'd love to help with something like that. It was great to say, you can go and look at Guidestone's website and you can find pretty easily Mission Dignity. Is there any specifics on how people can get a hold of Mission Dignity and get involved?
Sure. It's really, really easy. You can just go online and literally put in your search engine, missiondignity.org. A website will pop up. There are many testimonies and stories. There's information, again, about the ministry. It's history. But then there's a donate tab as well. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people, this is what I do. Mine is a recurring monthly gift. And I was doing that long before I knew I was going to be a spokesperson. And I would say that to pastors, because I know there'll be a lot of ministers, pastors who are listening to this podcast. But I don't remember exactly when I started, but you know, every year through, if your church is contributing some funds for you, for Guidestone, you can go to your church finance office and check a box. And if they're sending, I'll just make up a number, but if they're sending $100 a month for you, for Mission Dignity, you could designate $5 of that if you so chose, or 10 or whatever. And that's what I did. I just began to check the box and gave a little part. And honestly, Chris, I've never missed any of those dollars. You know, I didn't get used to it. So there are some real simple ways, and those recurring gifts, honestly, over a longer period of time. I mean, we love a big gift is great, a one-time gift, that's wonderful. And many people choose to do it that way. But really, the recurring gift for people, and you can just go on that missiondignity.org website, and it'll explain all the various ways you can do that.
Well, I love that. Even on the church level, giving is great. Guys like me, there are 1,100 associations across the U.S. that serve as associational mission strategists in this SBC. And a lot of those guys, we collect offerings a couple times a year, and some of us give them to worthy causes. This definitely is a worthy cause. And I encourage any AMS out there who might be looking for a way to steward their resources in those meetings, Mission Dignity is a great way to go. Anything we can do specifically, Gary, to get the message out? What can we do?
Well, obviously, things like this. Podcasts are great. A lot of it is word of mouth. Since I've just been back a few months, obviously, I have some friends here, and many have been so kind to already invite me into their church. And just have a 3 to 5 minute opportunity for me locally. And I'm sort of serving Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina generally. I mean, we don't have real hard and fast territories, but since I'm retired and kind of doing this on a part-time basis, if you will, I'm limiting, if you will, my time to do that. But we have some other folks, so that would be one thing. Show the video, even if someone can't come live. Have a Mission Dignity emphasis in your church. And if anybody has any questions for me, just email me, Gary Hollingsworth@Guidestone.org. Gary.Hollingsworth. Let me get that right. Gary.Hollingsworth@Guidestone.org. And I'll be glad to help them figure that out. But that's one way. It's just talk about it.
Great. Well, we'll put that in the show notes so that everyone out there can get a hold of you. Gary, thank you so much for being with me today.
Could I mention before, I know time is of the essence, but I just thought of one quick thing that a lot of people don't know. There's actually a second fund that has been established, and it's called the Hawkins Emergency Grant Fund, named after Dr. O.S. Hawkins and his wife, Susie. And that is actually going to be a corpus of funds. There are already some that have been donated. Because if you are a recipient already of Mission Dignity on the annual basis, monthly basis, but we call it the annual fund, one time a year, up to $3,000, they can apply for an emergency grant for things like eyeglasses or dentures or home repairs. And again, we're finding that many, many, again, have some emergency and they just don't have the money set aside. And so it's really exciting that we can come alongside of that. And that's a growing arm of this ministry. So I just want to mention that, that there is also that emergency fund. And my final word is, if somebody happens to be listening or a pastor, there may very well be a recipient, someone in your church, a retired pastor or their widow. 60% of our recipients are widows, by the way, which won't surprise you. Mm. And already in many of the churches I've been in, a pastor will call me the week after and say, hey, when you shared, one of our members, I knew her husband had been a pastor, came up and said, hey, I might need that help. How can I get it? Mm. And it's been so fun to connect those dots. And we have some new recipients already just because a pastor knew about it. And it's, so it's not always just giving, it's also receiving as well. So those are some additional things, just tidbits that I'm still learning about as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time, Gary. And we look forward to seeing what God does through you and what he continues to do through Mission Dignity. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.